Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Baseball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Baseball. The Tigers just completed the Jack's Baseball Classic in Jacksonville, Florida. Auburn now starts a nine-game homestand with a Tuesday night game against Samford. The Tigers will follow that up with a weekend series against Connecticut. Joined now by Tigers head coach, Butch Thompson. All right. Overall thoughts on the midweek win and then the three games coached down in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, we're just finishing up second week of the season. I don't think we could ask for more or be any more tickled with the opportunity of getting off to a decent start. But really, you're just building a club. You're just trying to, can we get better at playing the game? And it wound up being a huge win for us going to Jacksonville from the standpoint of, like, I think we saw a pitcher that may be the best pitcher in college baseball, to see him that early and compete, weather the storm and find a victory against a good, you know, ranked ball club in Iowa was positive. Coming out and we got some help, but played really good offense and just getting some confidence going. And guys really top to bottom of the lineup was just complete offensive performance. Was very impressive on Saturday against a traditional ball club in Wichita State on a quick turnaround. We had rain day one, we got pushed back, and then we had to get right back out there and play the first game on Saturday. So those are things that help us from, like, we got a postseason feel in week two of the season. That does not always happen with the opponents that you're playing in that quick turnaround. And then you know, got to wrap it up yesterday against Virginia and play a team that's just sound all the way around and try to figure out those strategies of how to be competitive in a great back and forth ball game till they, you know, got a few runs there late. But all in all, this is the type of weekends that's going to prepare us for our league. There's definitely some things that come out, you know, of a 3-1 week where you're still at the deal point of the season. We're like, well, how can we just continue to play the game better? We definitely have some of those strategies coming out of the weekend, too, to put toward this 9-game homestand.
Came from behind twice on the week. The most notable one, of course, was Friday night. Late against Iowa. What'd you learn about your ball club in being able, as you mentioned, to weather the storm of an outstanding starting pitcher and then get that offense going and pitch well enough in addition to win that ball game on Friday?
Yeah, the first two games I just in Jacksonville was just amazing because our right-handers, the slider was so set from Breck, the starting pitcher, that our right-handed at-bats were miserable at best, and you're just wondering, are they staying in the fight? Are they staying connected to their at bats and to their deal? And each time they come up, are they letting those at bats go? Whenever you're challenged like that, and somebody has something set the way they did, we talked about it before the game. We think the left-handers may be our best shot. Our first two RBIs came in that game with Ike Irish and then Christian Hall. We're both like two out singles to keep us in the ball game, score a little bit against an elite pitcher. And we did the same thing on the mound. I think Alsop was okay. He, you know, a few more freebies maybe than the first outing that we were so excited about. But he kept us in the ball game. He didn't break and give up the big inning. And so that was good from that standpoint, that soon as we, I think, break through six scoreless innings and then they go to the pen in the seventh. And what made me feel the best about game one is, like, Mason Maynard's the first batter their relief guy faced. We hit a home run and tied the game. And then you felt like, okay, we've been here for 2 hours and this has been pretty challenging and we're tied. And then the at-bats were just linked up. So for me, I felt like an experienced older group of guys in a lineup were challenged for a couple hours, but they hadn't gone away. And they were still in the moment because as soon as they went to the pen, they were invested and ready to score and do a good job. And then the bullpen was great. You know, Armstrong, Tilly, the freshman, was outstanding. Cannon gave up a two-run home run late. but probably playing a score of 7-3 where you might sequence a little bit different, and they, you know, you got to make them earn it there, and they did, and made it 7-5, but they, those three guys combined to not walk a batter, and it was pretty clean, and it was going to force Iowa to have to swing it to get back in that ball game. So I thought that was tremendous. Offense, like we talked about, carried the day really good. And, you know, just because you win or lose a ball game don't mean you're not competing in the game, but we had some opportunities to move runners and get runners started with full counts multiple times, and I didn't think we were the most fearless team on the field yesterday. I still thought we were competing, engaged, doing some things. Derek Fabian was outstanding. Our defense was outstanding yesterday against Virginia to start the game, a one-handed play, the only way you can make it with Weiss. Fabian did the same thing. Fabian had an amazing weekend. The only one that topped him was Bobby Pierce, who robbed a home run and I think was the tournament MVP for the Jacksonville tournament we just played in. But there's some definitely some technique things that people are running on us a little bit more than we want. Can we? What's the solution there? If we identify that, so we've got to put some techniques and come up with some type of solution immediately on things like that. But a winning week with a ton to work on, and week two, you're as a baseball team, you're going to have a ton of things to work on. So we'll point those out and get right here ready to go again tomorrow against Samford.
Samford is the first opponent for the Tigers, 6 o'clock at Plainsman Park, and then open up a 3-game homestand against UConn starting on Friday. Stay tuned, AuburnTigers.com. That announcement should be coming out Tuesday, perhaps by lunch, as far as that first pitch on Friday at this point. Samford is always a very good opponent. It's one of those midweek games that the Tigers play both home and in Birmingham. You know how competitive the Bulldogs will be. And this UConn ball club coming in is also a very, very good team. You think about UConn, you think of basketball. This is a good baseball team as well.
Yeah, and I just, you know, with our players in our locker room, it's like, all right, I'm not talking about the competition. It doesn't matter if you're playing 18 Iowa or you're playing number 6 Virginia or Samford's always a tough test. UConn was in a super regional 2 years ago and was in the Gainesville regional this past year. We are playing the toughest schedule in our conference, which probably means you're playing, if not the toughest, one of the toughest schedules in America. So we don't have to talk about that all year long. Every one of these teams are going to present a challenge, and this schedule is going to be tough. You just look down that schedule and see that the consistent brand of baseball that we're going to have to play. But what an opportunity each and every weekend. We had an opportunity yesterday to win a tournament week two of the season. That's great. And you want to capitalize. But every week is going to be a challenge for this ball club. And every week we can be successful. But that's what this is going to do. This is going to be a schedule that's going to allow us to be the best version of ourselves as we get down the road. But we're going to have to bring it every day. We're going to have to be invested to play a good brand of baseball every day because this schedule just breeds it week in and week out.
Back to a couple individuals that from the weekend. You've mentioned Derek Fabian a couple times. He was Auburn's leading hitter on the week at 364, including a 571 in Jacksonville. Listen, this guy coming out of high school was highly thought of before he came to Auburn. What have you seen from Derek in his brief time in a Tiger uniform?
I think he just really was interested in our culture. I think he thought this was a good fit for him, and you know, it's probably what every family and every player that comes to the program thinks this is their best fit, of course. But I think Derek's mentioned that a few times. And look, a player can stick, and players make the lineup out. So we've looked at a rotation on the infield, and he's absolutely answered the call in a short period of time. And really what makes a player an everyday player, it's not just somebody that can hit. It's not just somebody that's carrying a glove. And he's a headsy base runner and just ball player all the way around. But you look at Mr. Florida, the number one player in that state that they rank, they've been doing that for 25 years, you've got an A-Rod on that list. You got players of that caliber on that list. He had a great cape deal. Had a really good year. Gotten over 40 games his freshman year for the Florida Gators, you know. So we know what type of player he is. But as we're in a rotation and we're playing guys, ultimately the players make the lineup out, and that's what Derek's doing. And an everyday player is a guy that can help you offensively and defensively. And he led us in hitting this weekend from, like you're talking about, from an average standpoint, but his glove was amazing at third base. And it's been a transition for him. This is a high school shortstop that's been working, and that's where Coach Nunnemaker is an amazing coach. He has continued year after year of getting guys ready to play at this level and making them better, and even putting guys in new positions, because we like to recruit shortstops. And then they move, and Weiss is settling nicely at shortstop because he's playing a dandy shortstop. But Fabian is moved to a new position. And you talk about last year, you got Foster and Ware, and now just over and over, and Bliss and Moore. And you just think about the guys, like, it's been a pretty high level of left side infielders that we've had. And it looks like this weekend you grab a positive note that Derek Fabian is absolutely put himself and position himself for a good run and a good look at third base.
John Armstrong had two appearances for you on the week. No earned runs, 3 1/3 innings, one hit, 3 strikeouts. On opening day, you went to him in a 2-strike count with 2 outs in the 5th. And in talking with Coach Tieford that day, or 2 days after that, you guys have been looking for that specific opportunity to go to a John Armstrong, and he is a guy that so far this season has certainly responded for you.
Yeah, we're not trying to recreate anything. Other people have done it. We've definitely done it in our past. When I was with John Cohen, that's where we really started doing some of those things. All we're trying to do is win. We had the tying run or the winning run come to the plate for the opponent, and we felt like we were in a 2-strike hung up count, and you got somebody like Armstrong is our most resilient guy that can get ready the quickest. So if you're a young pitcher at home, how to add value, how to get in more games is do something that's hard for some pitchers to do, is to be able to get ready quick and have a mentality of being able to come in and absolutely be able to get to your stuff. And so that was a one pitch affair. Because that's a tough at bat. You go from a left-handed pitcher on the mound with 2 strikes, that tying or winning run at the plate, and you feel like you've got like a better or a tougher matchup down there that's ready. That's what allows you to do that. You can't just say, I want to do this. You have to plan, prepare, and somebody has to be ready for that. And so you get a right on right. The guy's never seen him in his life, and he executes a pitch. So there's nothing more deeper than what we were doing there is trying to win. And we thought we had a good combination to do that. And last night, John gave us 6 pitches and 2 outs. And it was a second outing in a weekend. So, I mean, he's done some really good work here early. The deal with John is each year is like, I want to use him so much that we've absolutely dug into him too much. And those are the things that with Teef being a new pitching coach of like, hey, this is where I've mishandled him because I want him in game so much that you have to do a better job than I did. And that's where you're seeing him pop in, pop out. But all these moments, he gets ready quicker than anybody. And for the young pitcher out there that's trying to grow and develop, man, that's a great way to earn some time, a great way to earn respect of your team. And if you can do that, not enough guys can absolutely do great in that situation. So he is a critical piece that sometimes you don't see in the middle of the game if you're just watching it early or late. That is a huge piece to this pitching staff moving forward.
Let me make one correction. That was actually game 2 in which he pitched on that opening weekend, not the opening game. All right. 3 games at home this weekend, Samford, 3 against UConn. Have you had the conversation about how you set up your pitching for the weekend?
We'll be doing the same thing. After the first 2 games, I'm like, is this going to be our staff in a few weeks? Is this going to be our rotation in a few weeks? Again, like I mentioned, game 1, such a great job against Iowa. I'm not ready to move all the pieces. You know, we got trusted pieces with Herbert Holtz and Bauman, and they gave up a couple late runs last night. So I'm not ready to move everything. It feels like we're in the same manner and the same rhythm again. You want to be convicted before you start shuffling because these guys are on routines and you want that consistency and everything. But both Herbert Holtz and Bauman pitched two innings apiece last night. And like I said, didn't walk a batter, just, a little cleaner. Got to pitch better. If you're going to go down, you want somebody to have to hit to beat you. And they didn't walk a batter, but they gave up four hits apiece. So it's like those are a couple of guys that you're thinking about, especially Herbert Holtz with starts before. And Myers continued against a really quality opponent to be competitive. But, I look at his outing, 4 1/3 innings, should have been 6 innings because of the freebies and extra pitches. And Virginia kept getting the leadoff guy on, a majority of the innings played last night. And that's tough sledding. So I think everybody's still in position where we'll hold them there until something really hits us. Because if you start chasing to go plug something early, you might expose yourself late. And vice versa. If you try to move somebody to the back end, it might make you more vulnerable in the beginning. So there's always see three segments to the game, the beginning, middle, and end. And until we have a conviction where we can strengthen one without creating a hole or a leak somewhere else, you kind of – what I've done in my career is kind of stay the course.
Tuesday, the Tigers against Samford at Plainsman Park. That's a 6 o'clock start. Still waiting on the game time for Friday, and then 1 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday as the UConn series wraps up. Thank you for the visit. Look forward to seeing you at the ballpark this week.
War Eagle.
War Eagle. Tigers head coach Butch Thompson on This Week in Auburn Baseball.